I'm a little bit speechless actually because I can't quite believe what I've just witnessed. And Jack Chantrey, I'm absolutely speechless about that performance because that was one of the most incredible performances I've ever seen from an individual. I mean, he's, to put it bluntly, he's single-handedly kept us and probably won us that game of cricket, and that's something very, very special that none of us will ever forget. But, you know, I think it's justice and reward for the effort these boys have put in the whole year. I mean, as a bowling coach, I couldn't be prouder than every single one of them. They've been, to be honest, they've been awesome all year.
I think he's only the third Worcestershire player ever to do that, Jack, get a century and 10 wickets.
Yeah, and there won't be many after that, I don't think, because that's a rare feat. But Jack epitomises everything I'd like in a bowler and a competitor. He'd never say die attitude. There's no way you're getting that ball out of his hands today. He would have been thinking all along he could win that game. And now we can all celebrate because of his efforts.
And as you say, as a group, I mean, you look at the wickets that they've taken. Charlie Morris, 50 in the season, first class. Jack, 50. You had Syed Ajmalia taking wickets. Joe Leach has come in and done a great job for you. So as a bowling coach, looking at the bowling unit, it's gone well.
Yeah, and also Gaz Andrew, unfortunately, missed out most of the year through injury, but even he started brilliantly. And that's all you can ask for is contributions throughout the year and a bit of consistency. I thought they supported Syed brilliantly at the start of the season, did their roles there very, very well. And then in his absence, they stood up and worked together as a terrific unit to make sure that we got the job done. Hasn't always been plain sailing. The guys have struggled here and there, as you do in cricket, but they've always managed to bounce back and do the job.
And that was a real gutsy showing. I mean, 100-odd for one just before lunch, Vikram going well, and it was a real dig-in time of the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, made more impressive, I think, by the way the game started for us. We could easily have laid down and died in this game. Probably we would have done a year or so ago, but the self-belief in this team has grown. Bumpy's instilled a fantastic culture here, huge amount of confidence in the lads. And they've grown throughout the season. I think that's why they're able to stand up under pressure like they have done.
Yeah. You were saying some of these lads last time you got in the First Division were lads. Now they're men, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of them have played a decent amount of cricket now. There's still a few youngsters there. There's no doubt we'll be tested again. But having the likes of Alex Gidman added to the squad will give us some real steel in the middle order with the batting. And with the bowling, I think the likes of Charlie Morris, they're only going to get better. Chance will be at home in any division of cricket he played. So I'm pretty hopeful that for once we're in a much better position going up than we have been in the past.
And you're up with a game to spare.
Yeah, we are, but there's still plenty to play for down there because the guys would like to go up as champions. That'll give them huge confidence as well. So we'll be going down there playing with a element of freedom, I have no doubt, which might work in our favour, but we'd like to turn Essex over down there for sure.